الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام، يعني أيام العشر. قالوا: يا رسول الله، ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله؟ قال: ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع من ذلك بشيء، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذريته أجمعين. Respected elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, we have all witnessed the brutality of the Western countries, we say, not only Israel, the Western countries who are complicit in the genocide that is happening in Gaza, in the West Bank, in Khan Yunis. We all know what is happening in that country. We all know over 15,000 young, innocent, ma'soom children have been brutally murdered. You can't even fathom what you are seeing, that these things are even possible. And then you got Shaitan Yahu. I'm sure everyone knows who that is. Shaitan Yahu saying that if you don't support Israel, then you are on the wrong side of history. You are on the wrong side of history. Only a blind man will either say that, or someone who is not a human being. Today, what they are acting in Gaza is exactly what was done to them by the Nazis, and what was done to them in the concentration camps. What do you do? You put someone in a confined area and then you obliterate them. What was enacted on them, they are now doing to our brothers and sisters in Gaza. We know, inshallah, the consequences of the evil will come. Everyone knows it. Why? Look at the hadith mentioned by Imam Muslim and Imam Bukhari. Both of them have mentioned the hadith. Where? In the chapter of Dajjal. If you look at the hadith, it's also mentioned by Imam al-Tirmizi, rahimahullah, in Jami' al-Tirmizi, in Abwab al-Fitan, in the chapter of Fitan and the trials that will come upon the Ummah. Rasulullah alayhi salam says there will come a time. Now you can understand this hadith. Maybe until now we did not understand this hadith. Look at the hadith. There will come a time where a stone will speak to the Muslim and say, Ta'al ya Abdullah, wara'i Yahudiyun, uqtulhu. Oh Abdullah, or the slave of Allah, come behind me, is a Yahud, you come and kill him. You see why? There is a level of zulm beyond which Allah Ta'ala will not tolerate. Zulm is not tolerated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first place. There is a hadith mentioned by Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah in Abwab al-Fitan. If you get a chance, please do try and read Abwab al-Fitan of Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah, where he's mentioned the signs of Qiyamah. And there you will find where Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam says, there will come a great zalim in this ummah, and he will belong to Qabila-e-Thaqif. That was a reference to who? That was a reference to Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. Imam Tirmizi rahimahullah in Abwab al-Fitan, where he mentions the hadith where Rasulullah prophesied there will come a mubir in this ummah. Mubir. The word in the hadith is mubir, bama'na zalim. There will be a zalim in this ummah. And he killed 120,000 individuals. And you will see, you can read inshallah how he died. But khair, the reason I mention this, we know what our brothers and sisters are going through. The least, the absolute least we can do for them, we can make dua for them. This is the absolute least. And what I mean by dua, the way you make dua, if my child, your child, was in intensive care unit in the hospital and they were given 24 hours and 48 hours to survive, how will you make dua? That is how you should be making dua for these young kids and the widows that are there in Gaza, in Palestine. And inshallah, you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala destroy their enemies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy their enemies. Allah ta'ala show them and make them a lesson for others to come until the day of Qiyamah. And inshallah, we have firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the time will come. But in the meantime, for me and you, what do we do? For me and you, besides making dua for them, giving money in charity, giving to reliable organizations, anything that can help them, anything. You know, today you see a child that is given raw flour. And look at the smile on that child's face. Why? Because now my mother will be able to make me a bread. And that is after how many days? 4 days. After 5 days. Okay, that's all they're eating. You know what they're saying now? How many children are on the absolute danger line? Absolute danger line. Okay, how many thousands of children in Gaza are on the danger line? Why? Because they've had nothing to eat. Have you seen pictures of the children whose ribs you can see? You know, and then, subhanAllah, you know, this is all justified in the name of Hamas. But khair, inshallah, we have firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time will come, everything will change. Okay, but you see, now you understand that hadith, a stone will speak. Why? Because now stones are witnessing the zulm and the oppression that is perpetrated upon individuals in Gaza. So inshallah, that time is coming. But for me and you, what do we do? You know, alongside dua, alongside charity, alongside, you know, whatever you can do, that one of the most important things that we do in this country as Muslims who are, alhamdulillah, in complete security, what do? We change our lives. Change our lives for the better. Become better Muslims. Become good Muslims. If the genocide in Palestine has not brought an iota of difference in my life, in my Islamic life, then I should be looking into myself. When will I change? And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala has given me and you another season. And that is my topic for today, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala has given me and you another season whereby you can bring back the goals of Ramadan that Alhamdulillah you tried to establish in the month of Ramadan. Now in this month of Dhul Hijjah, see very soon in the next 5 days, 6 days, today is the 25th of Dhul Qa'dah. 25th of Dhul Qa'dah. So in the next 4-5 days, we will be coming to the month of Dhul Hijjah. This is a very, very unique time of the entire Islamic year. See, and you know, just the makeup of the months is giving me and you, look at the lesson that we find. How did the year start, Islamic year? How did it start? It started with the month of Muharram. How does it finish? Dhul Hijjah. So Muharram, Dhul Hijjah. The year starts with Muharram, which is a reminder to me and you of the sacrifices that were given by Sayyidina Hussein ibn Ali. Hussein ibn Ali in Karbala, how he gave his life. For the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave his life. Muharram is an indication to the martyrdom and the qurbani and the sacrifice of Sayyidina Hussein ibn Ali radiyallahu anhuma. The month of Dhul Hijjah is an indication and a reminder to the sacrifices of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And you know, right at the beginning there's qurbani, right at the end there is qurbani. Me and you are being told your entire life should be surrounded around qurbani. And inshallah, we don't want to go into it, but that is another topic in itself. Sayyidina Khabbab ibn Arat. I'll just give you one example. Sayyidina Khabbab ibn Arat, radiyallahu anhu, used to say, if the Messenger of Allah had not said to the Sahaba, none of you should desire to die because of a calamity that befalls you, none of you should desire to die. If I did not hear the Messenger of Allah say that, then I would have desired, oh Allah, take me away, and oh Allah, I want to die. Khabbab ibn Arat radiyallahu anhu, he used to put hot burning rods on his body, what we call cauterization. In Urdu, in English you call it cauterization. In Urdu you call it daag lagana, daag. And in Arabic you call it kayyun, kayyun binarin. Kayyun binarin, where you take a metal rod and you heat it up and then you put it on the impacted area of the body in order to make it numb. So therefore, it becomes absolutely dead. Sayyidina Khabbab ibn Arat used to say, I used to put a hot burning rod on my abdomen because of the excessive pain I used to have. He used to do that up to 7 times. He did that 7 times, over and over and over again. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, during the zamana of his khilafat, he used to place Khabbab ibn Arat radiyallahu anhu right next to him in the majlis of, you know, where Sayyidina Umar used to have a majlis. He used to have Khabbab ibn Arat right next to him. And then you know what he used to say? I swear by Allah, no one deserves to be next to Amirul Mu'mineen. If there was anyone else that I would have placed right next to myself here, I would have only placed Ammar ibn Yasir. Ammar ibn Yasir and then Khabbab ibn Arat. These were individuals who went through a lot of qurbani, a lot of sacrifices. Khair inshallah. So you know, the time that we are now going through, this is the zamana of Dhul Hijjah. Islam, this year started with qurbani, ends with qurbani as well. I.e. the qurbani of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and we commemorate and remember the qurbani. But this is a very, very, very good opportunity to bring back everything that we establish within our lives in the month of Ramadan. It's such a wonderful time of the year that Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam by it in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam by it in the Quran. Where? Look what Allah says. Wal Fajr. Allah swears by the dawn. Wal Fajr. Wa layalin ashr. And the 10 nights. The 10 nights are referring to, one opinion is it refers to the 10 nights of Ramadan, the last 10 nights of Ramadan. But majority of the opinion is not a reference to the 10 nights of Ramadan. It's a reference to the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. First 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Wal Fajr, wal layalin ashr, wal shaf'i, wal watri. What's al shafa? The even. Al watr, the odd. What does that refer to? From the 10 days, then you've got two specific days which are very, very unique. What are they? The even. The even refers to Yawmun Nahar, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. And Wal Watr refers to the Odd, which is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, which is the day of Arafat. So in that Qasam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, number one, and then he's mentioning the day of Arafat, and then he's mentioning the day of Nahar. The day of Qurbani. Now, inshallah, it's an amazing, inshallah, you see. Look what Allah says, Wal Fajr. That is the best time of the day. وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, the best time of the year. وَالشَّفْعِ, one of the best days of the entire year. وَالْوَتْرِ, again, one of the best days of the entire year. And then, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرَ, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرَ. The night is one of the best times of the day for ibadah. One of the best times for ibadah. Look at, see what Allah is saying. What is Allah saying? I am giving you opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. If you miss one time, you got another time. Then you got another time. Then you got another time. And then Allah says, هَلْ فِي ذَلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرٍ. Is that not enough of a qasam for those who have intellect? Who have hijr, hijr mana, those people who have aqal, is that not enough that Allah Ta'ala has taken a qasam of all these things? MashaAllah, look at Fajr. And you know, this is what I was saying, what can we do in the environment or in the time that we are going through? We are going through a time where we are witnessing a genocide. And even then, I can't wake up for Fajr. I have to ask myself, there is something wrong with me if I can't wake up for Fajr namaz. If you are coming to the masjid, alhamdulillah, that is wonderful. And you know, believe me, there is a hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Kitab al-Tawheed. In Kitab al-Tawheed, which is the last chapter of Sahih Bukhari, he's mentioned one hadith there. What is the hadith? He mentions the hadith in the chapter, وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. There will be people on the day of Qiyamah, their faces will be radiant and glowing, and they will shine. إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. They will be having the sight and the vision of their Lord. What did the Messenger of Allah say? If you can do one thing, then you do it. Why? Because your seeing Allah will be made easy if you can do this one thing in this world. And what is that? Read Fajr namaz ideally with jama'at, and read Asr namaz with jama'at. Fajr and Asr. These two salats will ease, inshallah, your vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Salat has a very, very big connection with the vision of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. See why? In this world, by way of salat, you speak to Allah. As-salatu mi'rajul mu'mineen. When you speak to Allah, now you want to see the person that you're speaking to. You know, speak to them on the phone. Okay, back home, mashallah, back home we have our elderly individuals who are very, 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 very pious individuals. Okay, they become your role models. You've spoken to them on FaceTime, you've spoken to them on the phone, but now you want to go see them. On the day of Qiyamah, if you want to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in salat, you've spoken to Allah, because as-salat mi'rajul mu'mineen. And now you want to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make sure you never miss these two salat, Fajr and Asr. Why? Because one goes in sleep and the other one goes in the business time. So you want to make sure, man salla al-bardain dakhala al-jannah. What did Rasulullah say? Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has mentioned the hadith. If you can read these two cool prayers, i.e. Fajr and Asr, inshallah you will go into Jannah. Look at the time Allah Ta'ala is saying here, wal-fajr. Allah swears by Fajr. That is the first thing you want to do if you want to correct yourself, become a better Muslim. The Western world wants you to become a moderate Muslim. Moderate Muslim means, chalo, no problem, you did three rakat. Sorry, you did three salah, mashallah, you're a fantastic Muslim. Why? Because how can you wake up 4 o'clock in the morning? How can you stay awake till 11 in the evening? No, mashallah, you know, if you can be punctual with your salat, and especially Fajr, if you are punctual with your Fajr, everything else will be easy. Look at the love Rasulullah had for Fajr namaz. Look at the love Rasulullah had for Fajr namaz. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam of wal Fajr. That is the reason why. What did Rasulullah say? Huma, hadith mentioned by Imam Muslim. Huma ahabbu ilayya min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. The two rakat sunnatul Fajr is more beloved to me than the world and whatever it contains. We're talking about two sunnah. We're talking about two sunnah. The riwayat of Sayyida Aisha, radiyallahu anhuma, Rasulullah said, Rak'ata al-fajr khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. The two rakats of fajr are better than the world and whatever it contains. Whatever it contains. You know what Rasulullah said? Don't miss the two rakat of sunnatul fajr. Even though you are traveling and you fear the horses will trample over you and kill you. Walau taradatkumul al-khayr. Even if the horses in the battlefield were to trample over you and you are reading two rakat namaz, let it be so. Fajr namaz is a very, very important time. What did Rasulullah say? He made specific dua. You believe me, you wake up for Fajr. And one day you don't wake up for Fajr, you will see the difference in your life. today, you see, we are, because unfortunately, myself as well, spiritually we become dead. So we don't realize. I miss Fajr, I read Fajr, it doesn't make a difference. Why? Because spiritually we have become dead. We are the walking dead. If we are not reading Fajr namaz and we are not punctual with our salat. There is a hadith on the authority of Sayyidina Sakhr ibn Wada'a. Sakhr ibn Wada'a al-Ghamidi. Radiyallahu anhu. What did Rasulullah say? Hadith is quoted by Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah and also Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal in his Musnad. What did Rasulullah say? Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Oh Allah, grant barakah to my ummah in the early mornings. In the early mornings. Then he goes on to say, whenever Rasulullah wanted to send a sariya, a army that would go into the battlefield, Rasulullah would send them early in the morning. Sakhr ibn Wada'a was a businessman. He says, whenever I used to send someone to do business on my behalf, he says, I used to do it early in the morning. And he says, I saw immense barakah because of the dua of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam. So Allah is taking a qasam of what? Wal Fajr. That is the first step for self-rectification of an individual. Why? Because of Fajr, you will establish your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The surah is wonderful. The surah wal Fajr, wal Layalin Ashr, it's a wonderful surah. And I'll just tell you why. See, wal Fajr is a qasam of the day. Wal Layalin is a qasam of the night. I.e. Allah ta'ala is taking qasam of what? Light and darkness. And you want to see light and darkness? ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد إرم ذات العماد التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر وفرعون ذي الأوتاد الذين طغوا في البلاد. You want to see people who are dark. You want to see people who are rebels. Those people who are completely spiritually absolutely dead. Then you will see قوم عاد, you'll see قوم ثمود, and you'll see قوم فرعون. And nowadays you'll see the Dajjala of the world. You'll see that the Dajjals of the world. You know, there's one kitab. It's called, mashallah, Dajjal Kon Kab Kaha. Dajjal Kon Kab Kaha. Dajjal Who, When, Where. That's the name of the kitab. Dajjal Kon Kab Kaha. Mashallah, very, very nice kitab translated into English as well. Dajjal Who, When, Where. Who, When, Where. Written by Mufti Abu Lubaba Shah Mansur from Pakistan. And in that kitab, he has proven America and UK are Dajjal. MashaAllah, if you want to know it, you have a look. Okay, we are living in the midst of Dajjajila. We are living in the midst of imposters and liars. Because Rasulullah said, hadith mentioned by Imam al-Tirmizi, rahimahullah, سَيَكُونُ فِي أُمَّتِي ثَلَاثٌ كَذَّابُونَ دَجَّالُونَ. My nation has 30 imposters and liars. And you know, inshallah, so we are living in a time, Allah Ta'ala is taking a qasam of light and dark. Light and dark. You want to see light, you want to see dark, read wal fajri wal layalin ashr. If you want to have light within your life, you want to become a good individual, then you take the opportunities Allah has given you. What are the opportunities Allah has given you? Wal fajr. What is the opportunity Allah has given you? Wal layalin ashr. The opportunity Allah gives you, was shaf'i wal watr. This is an amazing time of the year. See, Allah takes right in the end, he says, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, fadukhuli fi ibadi, wadukhuli jannati. That is pure light that you will have on the day of Qiyamah. Allah is showing me and you light and darkness, light and darkness, over and over again in the Quran. If Allah mentions Jahannam in the Quran, He'll mention Jannah in the Quran as well. Why? You got light, you got dark. You got targhib, you got tarheeb. You got a warning and you got an encouragement. You got motivation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala, the best time of the day, wal-fajr. The best time of the year, wal-layalin ashr. Wal-layalin ashr, you find in the hadith, mashallah, it's amazing. What is the best time of the year? What is the best time of the year? Some people will say, last 10 nights of Ramadan. Some people will say, no. First 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And that is the qasam Allah is taking. Wal fajr, wal layalin ashr. The question is, Allah is not taking a qasam of days. Allah is taking a qasam of what? Wal layalin ashr. The nights, the 10 nights. Now, 10 nights, the best we know are what? The last 10 nights of Ramadan. So the question is, why is Allah taking a qasam of the nights when it means day? Because walayalin ashr is not a reference to the last 10 nights of Ramadan. It's a reference to, according to everyone, it is a reference to the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So that, why does Allah Ta'ala say the 10 nights? It's either because day and night are interchangeably used. Sometimes you say the day, sometimes you say the night, but it means the whole day and the night. Zakariya alayhi salam, when he was told, your wife will give birth to a child. Your wife will give birth to a child. Allah, imraati aqira. Oh Allah, my wife is barren. How is she going to? Oh Allah, can you give me a sign? How, when I will know that my wife has become hamila and she is now expecting? What did Allah say in Surah Ali Imran? That you will not be able to speak thalathata ayyam illa ramza. Thalathata ayyam illa ramza. In Surah Maryam, thalatha layalin sawiyya. There Allah mentions what? The night. So 3 days and three nights. And mashallah, there's a beautiful point that you can find there as well. Why Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, Allah Ta'ala says 3 days. In Surah Maryam, Allah says three nights. Why? Because the atmosphere in Surah Maryam is very dark. Zakariya alayhi salam saying, oh Allah, inni wahna al-azm, wa ishtal al-ra'su shayba, wa lam akum bidu'aika rabbi shaqiyya. You know, the atmosphere in Surah Maryam is quite dark, because Zakariya alayhi salam is saying, oh Allah, I've become feeble, I've become old, my bones have become very, very weak. So atmosphere there is quite dark. And with that munasabat, there Allah Ta'ala mentions night. Whereas in Surah Ali Imran, the atmosphere is very electric. Why? Because Hazrat Maryam sees, Hazrat Zakariya sees fruits with Hazrat Maryam out of season. That gives you hope. It gives you a sense of light. So there Allah Ta'ala mentions day. And here Allah Ta'ala mentions night. So walayalin ashir. You know what is interesting? Why instead Allah is taking qasam of the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah? Why does he mention 10 nights? Why does he mention 10 nights? It's very, very interesting. You know why? Because a night is an indication to sincerity. Ikhlas. What is the time? What is the time of ikhlas? يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا. Why? إن لله هي أشد وطئا وأقوى مقيلا. You know, when you are doing tahajjud in the night, no one knows you're doing it. That is more close to ikhlas. Sayyidina Abdullah, you know, I'll just give you Sayyid ibn Jubayr. So I was saying, inshallah, I was saying, this is a time, very, very profound time of the year. We should take the opportunity to try and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as we possibly can. And inshallah, there's a lot more to say. We don't have the time. Walayalin ashr, according to the hadith of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, ma min ayyam al-amal as-salih fihinna ahabbu ila Allah min hadhihi al-ayyam, ya min hadhihi al-ayyam, ya'ni al-ashr. The best days for ibadah in the entire year are these 10 days. The Sahaba said, Messenger of Allah, not even jihad in the path of Allah is not better than worshipping Allah Ta'ala in these 10 nights that are coming, or the 10 days that are coming. Rasulullah said, walal jihadu fi sabilillah. Not even jihad fi sabilillah, unless illa rajul kharaja fi sabilillah bi nafsihi wa malihi falam yarji' min dalika bi shay'in. Unless an individual goes with his life, with his wealth, and then he does not come back with anything. You know, mashallah. Some people say these 10 days are better. Some people say these 10 days are better. You know, mashallah, what they say? In Ramadan, you have fasting, which is fard. In Dhul Hijjah, you have Hajj, which is also fard. So you got fard there, you got fard there. In the month of Ramadan, you got Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr. Here you have Yawmu Arafah. So there you have a night, here you have a day. Here you have Eidul Fitr. There you have Eidul Adha. Here you have Sadaqatul Fitr. Here you have Qurbani. Obviously, according to the Hanafiya, wajib, 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 farz, farz, farz. So, you know, it's a great competition between the two. So, Allama Ibn Taymiyyah says, it's easy to reconcile. It's simple. The best days of the year are the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The best nights of the year are the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So, very easy to reconcile. Now, why these 10 days are so important? Why? And I'll just finish on this, inshallah. There's a lot more to say. We'll continue next week, inshallah. But you know, why are these days so unique? Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani, rahimahullah, mashallah, in Fathul Bari, look what he says. There is no other day of the entire year in which you have the five pillars of Islam combined in one time. You see, all across the year, shahada you have every time. What did Rasulullah say? The best dua that Rasulullah, that anyone made on the day of Arafat is what? لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. So number one, you got shahadat. Number two, you got salat. Salat is emphasized all the time. Then you got charity as well because you're giving qurbani. So you got charity, you got zakat as well in one sense. And then you got what? You got fasting as well, because Rasulullah used to fast according to the hadith of Ibn Majah. Rasulullah used to fast for 9 days of Dhul Hijjah, 1 to 9. And this is also amazing as well. MashaAllah, we don't have time, inshallah, I'll finish. But the last one is, Hajj you can only do in these days. You can't do it in the other time. So all the five pillars of Islam have gathered in this one season. This is why these days are very, very unique. What do you do? Don't violate the sanctity of these days. How do you violate the sanctity of these days? Inshallah, if you get a chance afterwards, have a look. Surah 2 At-Tawbah, ayat number 36. Allah says, "Inna iddat al-shuhur 'inda Allah 12 shahran fi kitabillah ila akhirih." And inshallah, I'm just going to finish on this, inshallah. It's amazing. How many times is the word shahr mentioned in the Quran? Shahr means month. How many times has it been mentioned? 12. How many months? How many months in the year? 12. This is a unique nature of the Quran. By the time Allah says in Surah At-Tawbah, ayat number 36, He says, "Inna iddat al-shuhur 'inda Allah 12 shahran." By the time He says shahr, the word shahr in the Quran has been made until that juncture 8 times. 8. Then Allah says after that, "Minha arba'atun hurum." So how many months are left? 4. After that, there are 4 times that the word shahr appears right until the end of the Quran. Look at the unique nature of the Quran. You know where Allah Ta'ala mentions the word shahr for the first time? In Surah Al-Baqarah. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. That's the first time He mentions it. What's the last time He mentions it? Surah 96. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Laylatul qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. What is Allah telling me and you? The best month of the year is what? Ramadan. And the best night of the year is what? Laylatul Qadr. That is where Shahr begins, that is where Shahr ends. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to value these days. Sallallahu ala khayri khalqi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ash'hadu an la ilaha illallah. Ash'hadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله بسم الله اللهم رب العالمين
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brother, just very quickly, inshallah, just a few announcements. Brother Malik Niaz Hussain, he passed away on the 2nd of May 2025. The family have kept a khatam in Harul Islamic Center on tomorrow, 24th May 2025. Dua will be around 2 p.m., inshallah, after Zuhr Salat. So, inshallah, the brothers who are local who would like to come, inshallah, you may participate, inshallah. This is from Brother Imdad Hussain. This is a request from him, inshallah. The second announcement, inshallah, is in regards to, please, you know, as we say normally, parking, if you've parked in a manner that you are disturbing anyone, please do leave straight after Jumu'ah. Please make dua for brothers and sisters, inshallah, in Palestine and all over the world, wherever they may be. Please make dua for them. And inshallah, qurbani, if anyone would like to give qurbani, it's £150. There are other qurbanis that are also available. You may give to whoever you want, inshallah. We'll collect this week, we'll collect next week, and we can also collect maybe the following week as well, because the qurbani will be done in India on the 7th of June. So the cut-off time will be the 6th of June, the day of Eid, but ideally it'll be 5th of June. On the 5th of June, we will not take qurbani after that, inshallah. And the other, inshallah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد. As I announced previously a few weeks ago, I'm doing the collection for Gaza, which is 1,500 for a sheep. الحمد لله, the good news, I managed to collect very near to 15 sheep. Yeah. So inshallah we try to collect more, and that is all because Allah said يد الله مع الجماعة. No one did give me a full amount. But alhamdulillah, everybody gave small amount as the best they could. And that the hand of Allah is with Jama'ah. And with these small donations, I managed to collect all that much of money. So we pray to Allah to make us alive and help us to make this money reaching for Udhiyah. So I would like to take your permission or inform you that, yes, we promise you that we will get the animals in Gaza. But as you know, the war is getting hard and hard. So not really 100%, but we do our best to get animals slaughtered out of this money. But the worst of the worst, if we cannot get the money slaughtered, use it as meat or as animals, we'll show up, which will be reaching in there, and they will have it as a food with the meat, with whatever is valuable, that the money will arrive to Gaza, inshallah. The sad news that the team, the head of the team of Seeds of Goodness in Gaza is a Sheikh Hamza. Sheikh Hamza is one of the great scholars on the Hadith, Fiqh al-Hadith, and he's been shot 3 days ago from the back, and the bullet got out from his front, 3 centimeters away from his heart. So his condition been critical, but is getting better and stable, alhamdulillah. What we need dua from you. We ask Allah to give him a quick recovery. We ask Allah to give them a victory. We ask Allah to give them a nasr against these enemies, horrible enemies. And we ask Allah to use us on the khair. And jazakumullahu khair for all your donation. Today I'm standing outside to do the same collection. I keep collecting until the near to the Eid. But I will try to send the money slowly, slowly before the Eid from any time from tomorrow onward, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله على نعمه الظاهرة والباطنة الذي نصب أعلام الدين المتين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله الصادق الأمين، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، عباد الله، إننا نمر بأشهر الحج، بل يزلنا عشر ذي الحجة الحرام، عشر أقسم الله بالليالها والفجر وليال عشر. قال تعالى: ويذكر اسم الله في أيام معلومات. قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما والإمام الشافعي رحمهم الله: والجمهور هي أيام العشر من ذي الحجة، فنستقبلها أولا بالتوبة والاستغفار. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام. فقالوا: يا رسول الله، ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله؟ قال: ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع من ذلك بشيء. عباد الله، روى الإمام مسلم رحمه الله عن أم سلمة رضي الله عنها عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: إذا دخل هذا العشر وأراد أحدكم أن يضحي فلا يأخذ من شأره ومن أظفاره شيئا حتى يضحي. نسأل الله التوفيق لما يحب ويرضى، ويمتعنا جميعا ببركات هذه الأيام، آمين يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه. أما بعد، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أصحابي كلهم عدول، أصحابي كالنجوم، فبأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم. وقال الله عز وجل: أولئك حزب الله، ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون، ألا إن حزب الله هم الغالبون. اللهم ارض عنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل الدين ولا تجعلنا منهم. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. اللهم احفظ فلسطين وأهلها. اللهم انصرهم على من أعداهم. اللهم ارزقهم الأمن والإيمان والسلامة والإسلام. اللهم فرج كربهم. اللهم اشف مرضاهم. اللهم ارحم وتقبل شهداءهم. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم. اللهم اربط على قلوبهم وكن لهم عونا ونصيرا، يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم احفظ أطفال في فلسطين وارزقهم مستقبلا مشرفا، واجعلهم قادة صالحين يعملون لنصرة دينك يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من الظلم والعدوان، واجعله آمنا مطمئنا لعبادك المصلين. اللهم اجعل لنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. عباد الله، رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. واذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وجل وهم وتم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم. Brothers, please make sure all the caps are folded, inshallah. Shoulder to shoulder. Make space for everyone, inshallah. Brothers are waiting in the back, please.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
سووا الصفوف فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة، وصلوا صلاة المودعين يا عباد الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله، في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم، ذلك الدين القيم، فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم، وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة، واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى، سبحان ربي الأعلى، سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر، إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الصلوات والطيبات، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله، استغفر الله، استغفر الله. اللهم أنت سلام ومنك سلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت، ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. يا رب صلِّ وسلِّم دائماً أبداً على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر، اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين والمجاهدين في فلسطين وفي غزة وفي كشمير وفي جميع أنحاء العالم يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر لهم ولا تنصر عليهم، اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم. اللهم أهلك أعداءنا اليهود والنصارى والمشركين، اللهم شتت شملهم، اللهم مزق جمعهم، اللهم دمر ديارهم، اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم، اللهم امحو آثارهم، واقطع دابرهم، وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Brothers, sisters, inshallah, just one announcement. inshallah. We have a sister who is here from Turkey with two very young children. She is desperately in need of some financial aid. If anyone has any money to spare, if you can please see Brother Abdul Khaliq, inshallah, to assist our sister, inshallah.